Sometimes it feels as though our lives are so fleeting. You feel the lack of time you have left on this earth. But sometimes you just have to realize you will never escape. And the only way to live again is to live through story and conjecture and the lie we tell in the tale of Dungenetics. Our heroes are leaving Astroport in a hurry. Might be because they're not welcome with the 100 zombies hungry for their brains. With the Visor's army close on their tail, they have just one exit, a ship about to release its moorings and sail to safety on a moonlit night. But yo ho ho, hold up. Our wizard has a quick questionnaire he would like to drop on Lord Albert Shaw's sister, accusing her of deceit and destruction. Join us now for the continuance of our amazing adventure, Drag Dang Dead.
We have to kill you now. That's all.
You're going to Otis me?
We're going to Otis you.
We're going to Otis you. Gaff him in the leg. Let's get the fuck out of here. All
right, and then we go down to...
Me? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, useless McGillicuddy over here.
I'm going to ask her. Can I ask her? Can I talk to her?
She currently has a short sword in her hand and is...
Talk to the girl with a sword and ask her what...
Do you know anything on how to stop these zombies?
Are you involved with these zombies, woman?
Well, you're involved or you know how to stop any of these?
I have no idea how this started. Yeah, all I know is my king could control them. If I could control them, I would part the seas for us, but I can't.
Your stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But he does whisper to you that he does have the power to push the zombies, push them away from you.
All right. I'll use my staff to...
Thunder wave.
Make it clap.
All right, roll damage.
Seven.
Nine.
And you have 4 charges left.
You kill another 5 zombies. Whew. Toss them into the crowd.
Way to go. There's only like 100 and something left. Good job.
Better than none.
Right. As long as it opens up a path.
And roll a d20. Charisma check.
What is my charisma right now?
Charisma?
Higher than not mine.
Shows if you can flirt with
16
people.
16 plus 3.
It's a 9. So just roll.
10.
All right. You can hear the staff whispering you, trying to tell you what to do next, but you're able to shut it out.
He does not want to touch me.
I want to touch your penis.
Wait, I can't hear it?
No, you can hear it, but you're able to shut out the noise in your head.
Okay.
Otherwise, basically, I changed it. If you fail when you use the staff, it gets to choose your next action for you.
Gotcha. Well, what's it saying? Now that I mean,
well, you shut it out. You don't want to listen to it. Otherwise, it'll take you over.
Okay.
It's like playing a game of Simon Says.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we made... Those 5 that I knocked off, were they in front of us? Does it make a path at least or something? Opening?
Yeah, you're cutting through them.
All right.
Alrighty.
Yeah, we don't have...
Out of the 35 people, 2 of them have died.
Good.
Down to 33
Good.
People.
That's fine.
Less mouths to feed.
You never have enough red shirts, Mark. Come on.
Yeah, the red shirts.
Over the first two rounds, they've killed 4 zombies.
Wow, nice.
How many zombies are we down now? Are you keeping a total so we know?
Yeah.
There's 180.
You've killed a red-eyed one and 13 normal zombies.
Yeah, but we don't need to kill them all.
Math skills are impeccable.
We just need to get to
that ship. How close
are we
to the boat?
How close are we to the ship?
You've made basically... It's
2 feet.
We've gone like 5 feet.
5 feet into the...
It's 120.
It was an epic battle and we moved like an inch.
It's another 100 feet.
You've moved about 30 feet.
How far is the boat?
You'd say maybe...
Another 30?
300, 400.
Oh my God.
But if you could break a hole, you can make it a lot more. Right now, there's like a huge cluster around, and you're like in thunder waving a dent through the middle of them.
Gotcha. All right, what, that's not bad.
Once you get past the big clump around you, it's they're not thick all the way to the boats. Yeah. They were on the clustered sides. All around gears.
Yes.
And again, two zombies come after Brian.
God damn it.
And Brian takes 3 points of damage.
Oh, man.
30.
Two of them attack Hutzel. And Hutzel takes 3 points of damage.
Oh, 25.
What about Mark?
They have a real hard time.
Shut up.
Mark is behind the red shirts. He's using the townsfolk as a shield. He's just shooting arrows from back there.
Good thinking.
That's why he has a disadvantage to hit them, because there's people that he doesn't want to hit.
They got
to
shoot over.
Oh, he has to go over them.
I got to lob.
You know, he's just not a frontline fighter. That's not the rogue's.
No.
The rogue's goal. So we're going back to the top of the thing, and that is Hutzel. You still have the red guy in your face.
Let me see if I can take him out.
Handsome.
That
handsome.
Definitely
hits.
Did you say
handsome? Yeah, handsome.
Humiliate him. I'm going to roll one expertise for a deadly strike.
Hey, saw my zombie dog.
You guys are jerks.
Those jerks, they're bullies.
You guys
bullies.
Are jerks, big bullies.
Don't be a bullies, kids. Be a star.
One? Who ordered that?
How many dice are you using for deadly strike?
One.
Two.
So that's six?
Yeah.
You kill him.
Wow.
Go. Good thing he was on the ground.
Yeah, whoa. he was kind of almost kneeling, and you just beheaded him.
Well, I knew he couldn't have had too much left. Mark messed him up pretty good.
I mess up shit. Like a
and now we go back to Mark Torrey. You notice there's Mark another Torrey. Red one making it through the crowd.
I'm going to pop him.
All right.
Crossbow. Seven plus six, 13.
That hits.
Five plus three is eight. And then I use the Marshall.
Yep.
So that. 11.
11 total?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, you clip him. His eyes go straight to you.
Thunderclap.
Boom,
boom.
All right, this is what's happening. That the guy with the red eyes, like I said, goes straight to you.
Oh,
he runs,
revenge.
Just like sprints through towards you. You get an attack opportunity as he just ignores you and goes straight for Mark.
Use the D20? Big sword.
Yeah.
Trip him.
Big sword him. Hustle.
Trip him.
Lop his head off.
Trip him, then Mark will jam him in the head.
With a magic dagger.
8 plus 8.
Yep, you 16. Hit him.
Okay, can I actually apply another expertise dice?
Yep, you can use it.
Let's roll good this time instead of the 1.
10.
10, nice.
10, 15.
All right, he just ignores you, goes run by, and you just swing your sword and beheads him, and he like falls in between some of the red shirts, and then
nice.
His headless body stumbles at Mark's feet.
Nice.
And I go, fuck you, motherfucker. That's how we roll. Here's a dude, a gloom metal represent.
All right, it's now back to Brian.
I'm like kick back in my lounge chair.
Yeah, I'm gonna use the staff again.
All right.
Staff of Wonder.
Staff of Wonder, here we go.
I also wishes you had a staff of Wonder.
Six.
Jokes ensue.
Seven.
Nice.
13.
All right, this time you send 9 zombies just flying
nice.
Into the
crowd. Oh, look at that.
See, I'm whipping zombies.
You roll
ass.
Better.
You like
you
the all
right, roll the charisma magic. Check.
Charisma. See if chicks dig you.
17.
All right, you 20. Hope you can keep the whispers down in the back of your head.
All right, whispers.
All right.
I kind of feel like I'm with this face in Spider-Man right
I
now.
I hear voices all right. In my head. They talk to me.
Two more of your red shirts die.
You're like Randy Orton in wrestling. I was in.
And they kill another 4 zombies. We have.
No one's counting me now because I'm back. Back.
One has hit Hutzel. You have 1 die left if you want to try to block it.
All right.
They did 5 points of damage.
They did four.
I got you down. That's 20. Is that what you got?
21.
Remember, Hudzo can't subtract, though.
Then,
He can't subtract. He
doesn't subtract.
One of them hits... one of them hits Brian for 3 points of damage.
Oh, ball sex.
You're down to 27.
Yeah. Ow.
I can subtract.
And then we're back up to Hudzo. You notice another red-eyed one coming through the crowd.
Fuck that motherfucker.
Close enough, or do I gotta use lunge?
You have to use lunge. You only need to use one die this time.
Cool.
Just taking forever just to get on that fucking boat. I told you should have bought
plus
tickets.
Plus 8, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, you hit him.
Oh, yeah.
You should have what?
Should have bought tickets. I'm gonna have to go through all this line of people. It's like Leonardo DiCaprio and Titanic running towards
nice.
The boat.
Nice. Alright.
Yeah, except there weren't zombies.
I don't know. You ever watch that movie? Seem like yes.
All right, that is Hudzo lunges through zombies.
That's
and
16 plus. No, that's
beheads the other red-eyed one as it's coming through the crowd.
Sweet, good job, Hudzo.
I try.
And then we're back down to Mark Tori. You don't see any more red-eyed ones.
Are there any people I could see on the boat?
It's still a distance away. You could see the sail being drawn up, yeah, but it's not drawing itself up.
How do we know? Could be magic being
a magic boat.
I don't know what to do. Just peg off a zombie, yeah. I guess. I don't know. Nothing else to really do.
Like I said, man, try and protect Brian. He's our zombie wave machine.
I know, I'm the one that's just fucking taking down.
Can I take out a zombie in front of Brian? Does it matter?
I don't have any.
You can attack a zombie on Brian. You'll have to roll twice to take the lower one, or you can just shoot any zombie and you can just roll once.
Alright, I'll attack one of the ones that's harassing Brian.
Alright.
Try to help you out.
Thanks, dog.
Two balls. Plus 6, 8.
Zombies are not that fast. Nope, 8 hits.
Alright, so then it's the 1d6 for damage.
Yep, plus 3.
9.
Alright, you killed it.
Nice.
Another arrow from behind the crowd.
That's all you hear.
You are now two-thirds away.
As I'm doing this, can I like pack the arrows up as we move along and take them back?
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. As you're doing this, you're two-thirds the way through the mass.
Write a letter to these Dungeons & Dragons people. So there's gotta be some kind of retrieval process for arrows.
There is.
Yeah, but these are zombies. We're in battle. You're not going to sit there and retreat.
I'm behind you guys. I'm shooting way ahead of me. I could, as I come up...
Mark pulls an arrow off an out zombie. That's so strange.
If you were in The Walking Dead...
Daryl does it all the time.
While he's being attacked by other zombies?
No, yes, he does. No. In the show, he's done it many times. Shot zombies, and as they move
not
forward...
Not like while they're, like, fighting a huge group of them.
He's done it while he's fighting... two zombies by himself.
Okay, that's a TV show. This is real life.
It's not real life.
No, it's not. What?
Dungeons & Dragons.
All right, so now we are down to Brian.
I'm going to Thunder Wave.
Should be a special arrow retrieval ability.
Well, you can make that for the next game.
I'm not in charge. John is.
You can get like a quiver of replenishing.
6.
Seven. There's so many hours it makes arrows for you.
I got 7
no,
plus.
As you take one out, it puts back
one initiative, right?
One man. You don't get to add one to, plus a damage.
Alright, you only killed 4 zombies this time.
Still pretty good though. Did I do charisma?
Yes.
Well, you didn't use the staff. You just used regular Thunderwind, right?
Nice. 18.
Dude, you're rolling nine. Like magic and he's rolling like shit. You drowned him out again. All right.
But I've killed the most zombies. I'm just knocking them one hit. I get
well,
one.
I even helped you out because I only have one zombie attack.
All right, we lost 4 red shirts.
No, oh, man. Because you usually get 2 attacking you.
Oh.
And they killed another 5 zombies.
Nice. Are we now 2 feet closer to the boat?
We're two-thirds of the way there.
2/3 of the way through the mass of zombies, and then it's just going to be a run.
No, straight shot.
Yeah. You got about, at this rate, only another 2 rounds.
Okay.
And 2 of them attack Hustle, both miss. 2 of them attack.
Only one attacks Brian, because I killed one.
Yeah, well, more come in. And,
you guys
miss.
We didn't take any damage.
Yeah, we didn't take any damage.
I know.
Let's not cry over the spilled
milk. You.
All right. Any more red eyes?
You don't see any now.
In other words, no. Per last time when I had that third, no one did any.
I think you just pulled on your pants or something.
Since there's only little zombies around, you should just ask your sister. What
I pull over to the side, start peeing on the warehouse.
What's
the
deal?
Hold on, guys. Hold on.
Wait, you pee, we light a match, and we walk away slow motion.
You're like, sorry, I drank a lot of the piece. I gotta go.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Can I just try and lighten some of the zombies on Brian?
Yep.
Zombies on you too, by the way.
We can go into a straight run. Right?
Not yet.
But yeah, there's also zombies on you too.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm using all my expertise, guys.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that happens.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I'm using one of my three dice. Nine. Plus four. 13.
You killed him.
Yes.
Zombie down. Then we go to Mark Torrey.
Come on, Mark.
You've actually, out of this huge mass of zombies, killed one-fourth of them already. You're just, like, paving a way through them.
Just random zombies. I'm just going to start shooting.
I must have killed a lot.
Wait, you have?
16.
Okay.
That hits?
Plus 6 is, like, 22.
Yeah, you're going to kill them.
Plus 3 is 6.
Yep. Yeah, another arrow hits one in the head, and the zombie goes down. And then we go down to Thunder Waver.
Okay. Thunder Wave. Here we go.
Do I saw that thing 7. Where it tells me how many arrows I have?
Yeah.
3. Okay. Get 10.
10?
Yep.
Killed 7 zombies.
Nice. Sweet. Charisma. 13 plus 9.
Plus three.
Actually,
16.
All right. The thing finally grabs hold.
You can hear it.
What? You got a 16? Yeah, I got a 16.
Yeah, well, it rolled good, too.
All right. So what is it saying to me? Is it whispering sweet nothings in my ear?
It is whispering sweet nothings.
What is it saying?
It's saying that you need to protect the rear of the group. So next turn, you're going to thunder wave.
Behind us?
Behind you. You're going to hit some zombies, but you might hit some red shirts, too.
You fucking hit me, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Well, you're not a red shirt.
I'm not in the rear of the group, though.
All right.
Don't you have something that allows you to dodge?
Hustle safety. Hustle got hit. You got one to parry.
I actually have two. I only used one.
All right, roll it up.
Weeby laser.
All right, you actually absorbed the entire
D&D
hit.
Eaters, nice. Players everywhere.
They missed Brian. This is the last round before you guys can get into a full sprint. The red shirts kill 6 more zombies.
We're gonna go red shirt.
You lose another 4 red shirts.
Yeah.
All right, you have 23 survivors left with you. You're getting towards the break. This is the last round. After this, you should be able to break through the horde.
Okay.
Yeah, and but Genius Boy over here is going to hit the back of the group.
My sword's telling me to. I don't want to.
All right, zombie on Brian.
My staff, my big black staff.
Just hit Brian in the head so he don't do his move.
Actually, knock me out so then I can't do it.
Yeah, but dude, I don't know that you're possessed, so why would I just randomly hit you?
You can kind of tell.
Because I'm telling you.
Brian gets that weird smirk on his face.
Oh, it's the staff
it's
again.
Either I'm shooting something my pants or the staff. It's either or.
Guess what, guys?
Hey, Hutzel, I'm feeling that tingly sensation in my crotch again.
When I get that look, just hit me in the head.
Ooh, 2 plus 8?
You still hit them.
All right.
How many dice are you using?
Just 1.
All right.
8 and 11.
Okay, you kill another one. We go down to you. Roll your beautifulness.
All right, I have to go shoot behind us. Mark, prepare to duck.
As you do it, you're like, wait, there's zombies that snuck behind us. And you turn around and you let out a little boom. And then after this, your staff turns 4. Dark again.
7.
How much? 11?
Yep.
Can you dodge?
You kill six of the red shirts.
Oh, crap. They should have moved.
You killed four zombies.
Oh, nice, nice.
And roll a d20.
Fuck, dude, you hurt me. You better roll a d20.
Can I do uncanny dodge?
Yes, you can add a 1d6 to your roll.
Brian wakes up the next day, there's an arrow under his
11.
Pillow. Like, what does it mean?
13.
Altogether?
Yeah.
Or you take 11 points of damage.
Fuck you, Brian!
And you fly 15 feet.
Oh my god, Mark. You fly pretty good.
Right into a group of zombies. Oh. You're now out of the group.
Oh. Hey, you should have rolled better. Isn't that my...
Can you hear that, adventurers? You feel that quickening in your heart. The worry of what's going to happen to Mark Ezio Torre. Well, folks at home, if you are feeling a pulsation, please reach out to us at dungeonetics@gmail.com or iTunes with the same name. Back to the adventure.
Well, it's done possessing me, so we're good now.
Even now I'm trapped in a horde of zombies where you idiots are running away.
We Otis'd you.
We
Otis'd
me. We Otis'd Mike!
Yeah.
Run to the ship muscle! Mark's got him.
Mark can handle this.
All right, you lose another 3 red shirts. You're down to 13 guys.
Oh, my God.
Actually, 12 because I'm trapped in the zombie horde somewhere.
Well, yeah, you had to. They kill another 3 zombies. You guys have pretty much milled through half of the entire group of zombies. All right, so Mark is prone in the middle of zombies.
Going, what the fuck?
You and your 13 survivors, so that's 15 of you, are farther, like, on the breaking out of the cluster of zombies.
Yeah.
There are still about 100 zombies left. As you're inching closer and closer to the ships, the dead seem almost infinite, or 100 of them. Several of your group have been pulled away by the ever-clutching hands of the walking dead, and your strength is waning. The look of fear on those around you reveals their realization that they may never reach the boats is a distinct possibility. Just as you grasp this conclusion, the docks is rocked by a tremendous explosion above you on the cliff face as flaming debris rains down on the docks. You see a large shadow glide through the air, crashing down on a nearby warehouse, showering the area with wooden splinters. Rising from the wreckage is a giant, black, long-necked reptilian creature that stands up and spreads its wings.
A dragon!
With a roar, it sprays a foul-smelling chemical from its mouth and blankets the area of the docks. And it seems to sting you, and you see many of the walking dead just dissolve and collapse.
Oh, nice.
Its fierce red eyes stare at each of you with a malice that cannot be measured, and it suddenly moves to lunge at you. Caught off guard by a bolt of lightning, the creature rolls back and shakes as electricity dances along its scales. A figure draped in a blue cloak walks out from between two buildings and comes before your group and hands Kingsley, you, an object wrapped in a cloth.
I got a piece of cloth. Can I open it?
Does he have time?
There's something weighted in it. You notice, if you look closer, the guy in the blue robes is Nolan, the guy that was in the village that helped you before.
Okay. Oh, cool.
So can I see what it is? Can I
open up your package?
Open up my pack. Yeah.
Open your package.
Yeah, there's an amulet in it.
Okay.
Can he use his arcane lore to see if he noticed?
Yeah, I got...
Well, Nolan's like...
Knowledge.
My suggestion is that you run before the creature gets back up.
Oh.
Can I He's go? Like, I can only hold this beast back.
Are we running to the ship?
Yeah.
And he goes, you'll know what to do with the amulet when the time comes. And he turns to face the dragon.
So we all book it
run
to the ship?
What about me? Am I like being saved by this Nolan dude now?
Yeah, most of the zombies around you
are
dead.
Am I caught up with them now?
Yeah, you were only a few feet away from them.
So at least they got shot like
15 feet. You could pass 15 feet. It's not that long.
So we're off. You can parkour to make up the distance.
My speed is 30 feet.
So yeah, there you
a
go.
Sheet of paper here.
It's so. Faster than him.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Because he's a slow motherfucker.
He's well, he's armor. In full fucking
yeah, plate mail armor. Yeah. All right, so we're in the ship.
All right,
run to the ship.
Fleeing the scene as the black beast raises back up to confront his new opponent.
I turn and go, Dolan, come with us.
Well, he's holding them up.
I know. I just like to care.
All right. You arrive at the ships as one of them is throwing off the last of its bindings. It is a welcome sight, the Silver Lady, with her gleaming statue on the bow of the ship. Before pulling the boarding plank aboard, you notice the hand of Scott Leon reach towards you, while you notice horrible scars across his neck and arm. Sorry for doubting you, friends, but there's no time to waste, because I can't wait to put this town behind us. He reaches out the hand.
Nice.
I have some teddy bears in the back.
Oh my god. I have to deliver these teddy bears to
I got this boat full of teddy bears. We gotta get out of here.
I gotta bring them to,
So we basically escaped the city?
Newer town.
Newport.
I assume you are jumping on a ship?
Oh yeah.
Well yeah, they pulled the boarding plank away. I'm assuming we're on the ship.
All right.
Yeah, we're going.
Alright, you guys. So there's 18 of you left in the city.
Yes.
I get seasick easily, guys.
Start passing around the drum.
Yeah.
Do me.
So can someone confront your stepsister now?
I would like to take an extended rest personally so that you know we all
have actually
points.
We all should be we all need
as,
to
as you depart the harbor and the night sky is illuminated by
all snuggle with each other.
A bright full moon and the inferno that engulfs a once great city. The crew reveals that there's some open quarters below deck that you guys can use.
Sweet.
Excellent. Full HP.
I'll take a nap.
So now do we go back to our original?
Yeah.
Yep, you can go back up to full hit points. So what is your plan now?
Well,
I'm gonna write down.
You are on a boat.
You don't need a plan.
What other plan is there?
To
sit in the boat. Confront your sister.
Yeah.
You go to confront your sister, but you can't find her.
No.
Among the survivors.
Uh-oh.
Screw me.
That's either Dave or Scott Leone.
Yeah, they probably are then. Probably are.
Just a possibility.
It's got legs and it can breathe.
So, she's nowhere to be found, which means either she snuck away or we just, you know,
left her behind
by zombies and dragons.
Check the dinghies.
Well, I guess
search
I'm
the
just,
boat
yeah, just look around and see if I find see anything.
Spot check.
Okay.
Did you talk to your sister?
There's your 13 people.
How many crew members are there?
The two Leons, and they have only 6 people. That's why it took them so long to get the ship ready.
They weren't waiting for us? Didn't they?
Well, they didn't know you guys were coming.
Well, they should see none. People fighting through a horde of zombies coming towards them.
Okay, so I don't really see anything special then.
No.
Well, I guess we have to figure out what we're doing now.
You need to find your sister if you're really searching a boat.
Dude, she's nowhere to be found. Alright, I look for my sister.
Where'd she go? Like, hide in the boat.
What modifier do I use for spot?
You're no longer trained in spot, so.
No.
That's it.
I got nothing. I noticed there's like a moldy piece of bread and some cheese over here on one of the barrels, but aside from that.
Can I use the tracker?
Tracking her on wood when you don't know where she was last is going to be really hard. Because there's a lot of people in a closed area. And she doesn't have distinctive boots.
I guess we could.
Like, there's someone wearing a tread pattern that is only used by the Hutzel family.
We could ask one of the Leonis what the destination is.
Can we ask any of the people in our group if they saw what happened?
That's
she's one. Like, it was chaotic. She must have been pulled away by the undead.
Why don't we talk to the Leonis? I think. And ask where we're
going. Where we're going.
Yeah.
All right. You can go up, and they're like, "You guys should probably get some rest because to actually get the extent, you have to go to sleep for 8 hours."
Yeah.
So, we did that already.
Yeah.
Well, no, you were asking around that.
No, that's what we just did before.
Well, I was mechanically we were going as your next step, but
He got derailed. Let's go to bed
he
for 8 hours.
He got derailed because he was looking for his sister.
Yeah, let's go to sleep.
Oh, no, I thought that's why we
maybe 8 hours she'll show up in his bed. Come on, let's go to bed for 8 hours.
Trailer park.
All right, I got my night.
The clop spend right, 8 hours.
Hustle, you have nightmares.
Oh, nice. Well, you know, I did kill half of my extended family, so.
You have nightmares of your adopted sister being devoured by the undead while screaming for you to save her. But however hard you try to reach her, you just can't get there. What is it? You are then awoken by the rocking of the boat. As it appears, the ship has entered choppy waters, and you can hear the pounding of rain upon the deck above you.
Oh, no.
Should have got the drama. All
right, everyone make a listening check.
What the hell is that?
D20.
13.
17.
Is there like a special thing to add to that?
Ooh, double spot.
Is there anything to add to the distance there?
All right.
13.
17.
17.
All right, you all hear, even though you're sleepy, you swear you heard a scream over the sounds of the storm.
Oh, God. Zombies on the boat.
It's your sister. She's screaming. We spring from our beds.
Right. See what's the
and
matter.
Grab everything and run up
we
there.
We run to the window to see what was the matter.
No, we run upstairs.
Run to the window.
See what's look the out into the sea. Yeah, we're going to see water. No, we're
up
going
above
upstairs.
Us, we heard such a clatter.
We're heading up to the top.
Up,
we're going
up
go
on
see.
Deck, we heard such a clatter. We sprung from our bed to see what's the matter.
Down comes the
chimney. Old Saint Nick.
All right, you go upstairs. On the way upstairs, you notice two dead people. They look like they've been mauled by animals.
What?
Werewolves.
What animals are on the ship?
Maybe they're werebears. Why do they always have to be werewolves?
Werebears?
Why not?
Were they part hair bear and part werewolf?
Hey, there's werebears in D&D.
Gummy bear?
Gummy yes.
Bears.
Wear gummies. Wear gummies. Jump. At night, they turn into gummy bears.
During the day.
We guys
something vodka?
Start looking around. Find out what happened.
Yeah, we're going to look.
All right, you guys look around. You hear howling above deck.
Okay, you got me.
Yeah, we're going upstairs. All
right, you go upstairs. Roll initiative.
Oh, oh boy.
Papa needs a brand new 14.
You only need a werewolf.
18, 19, 20.
I just figured this out.
15.
Leone's a werewolf. Scratches on his neck.
Oh, no.
I figured out your plan, Mr.
Well,
Francois.
You didn't see all the hints I made.
There
was a brilliant full moon as you departed the harbor.
I heard.
And you're boarding a ship called the Silver Lady.
Yes, I got it. I knew what was going on, but I just like to let you play your
trick. He didn't know until that one clue.
You gotta be kidding me. For real? No, you didn't know crap, you know. Because our DM is too good. He's too good for the likes of you and your role-playing. And that's why I like to just quickly state that our DM is so much better than your DM. Thank you! Back to the show.
No, I kind of had a feeling, but the scratches in the moon.
18 plus 2, I got 20.
14 plus 8, so I had a lot.
So what
do
you
22.
I had a lot.
And what do you have?
15.
I get to go
14
first.
14 plus 1.
Yep.
All right, you see two
werewolves
on the deck, and they've killed another three people on the
surface. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Leone. Whatever they're
maybe
called.
Maybe they're were teddy bears.
They're were teddy bears. Don't try to snuggle with them.
Alright.
Were teddy bears.
Alright.
Were teddies.
You guys react very fast. And whoa, Mark Tori, you're up.
I vanish.
Come on, Mark. Mark goes downstairs and takes a poop.
I gotta get out of here. I got to go.
Mark's like, I'm out.
No,
I just slept for 8 hours.
They didn't notice this yet, right?
No.
I assassinate.
Hide first, right?
No, you don't see me. I can just assassinate right from the get-go, right? Exterminate.
All right, you can use your vanish to approach them. You can assassinate them where you're from with your bow, or you can use vanish and try to sneak up to them to try to assassinate them with your dagger.
I go with the dagger one.
All right, roll sneak.
Which is the D6?
D20.
Oh.
Oh, well, yeah, D6. D20 plus the D6.
Oh, okay. 17. 2, 19.
All right. You approach one of them, and it does not see you coming.
All right. And now I initiate assassinate with the dagger.
All right, roll to hit him.
11 plus 7, 18.
You hit him. So that means...
And I got a D4?
Well, you do maximum damage because you're
assassinating. Since you're assassinating him, since you are an assassin, you deal maximum damage rather than rolling it. So that is
1d4 plus what?
1d4 plus 5.
So that's 9. You use all your martial dice. So that's 18. So that's 27. And
I fuck one up.
Yeah, no kidding.
What's your plus to hit?
Plus to hit with a dagger?
Yeah.
7. Ooh.
Take that.
And it fails.
What?
It's constitution save, so that means it takes double, so it takes 54 points of damage.
What? I fucked that fucker up.
I don't know. Mark sticks his knife in and it just disintegrates. Great. Poof!
Well, what's it made out of? Do you have silver in that thing?
No. Well, it's a keen dagger, so it'll might
all right, you come behind it, and you stick that thing right where it comes out of the throat of the werewolf. It goes down to the ground, but you see it's still moving.
Oh, that's curve, not a good it. Sign.
Twist it. Put it back in.
Coup de grâce.
Then it is now...
Come take the one down that I already got down.
Yeah, just because...
Because then you only have one to deal with. If you go for the other one, then it's just going to be... John's going to come.
Well, it's not prone, so...
The other one comes back and, like, attacks us, and then I don't have to fight it all again.
You can't just coup de grâce and then be prone.
I thought that's how it worked.
It has to be unconscious.
Oh, all right.
It has to be, like, sleeping.
Well, even he took a knife through the throat, so he might be sleeping. That's a little
took a knife through the throat.
Well, he's knocked out.
Just fuck up the one I just
messed up. All right, I'll fuck him up, Mike.
Step on his brain.
Use your broadsword. Lop its
chop head off. Yeah, chop his head off. And then hold it up at the end.
10 plus 8.
Yeah, you hit it.
Alright. 6.
You bring your 12. Sword down, and it cleaves a gash in his chest, but you see that it's healing as fast as you're doing it.
Oh, come on.
Why didn't you go for the head?
I thought it would basically... I didn't think I would have to call the shots on that.
Do you have any cloud weapons that blocks out the moon?
I don't think I'm going to do it.
That's a good idea.
Acid arrow to the head.
You rolled a 6.
You rolled a 6.
So you got 12. So you hit him. You're hitting the wounded one, right?
Yeah,
in the head. I'm aiming for the head.
All right, you can coat, and it's like dissolving his flesh, but it's just rebuilding itself.
What?
Told you.
This is horse shit.
Magic missile. All right, my turn.
It's like magic missile.
Yes, it's back to the top of the order.
Okay. I'm going to use the magic dagger again this time. I did it last time.
Yeah, it was a key dagger.
13 plus 7 is 20.
One that I already got. All
right, you hit him.
Plus the 4.
Yep.
4 plus 5, 9.
All right, you're keeping him on the ground, but it's still just healing after your dagger.
I know. I'm working on it. I got a plan here. I'll have something in 2 seconds.
Well, I have warfare knowledge.
No. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to bull rush the other one off the boat.
Try your turn.
My turn?
Yep.
Where is the other one?
Fighting him?
Yes.
Right side by side with you.
Bull rush it.
Is it possible for me to bull rush it off the boat?
From where you're standing, you'd have to give it all of your dice to the creature. Alright, the only thing is you have to move along with it. So here's what we're gonna do.
I'm gonna push you off the boat and we're gonna shoot you.
You're gonna have to make a dexterity save. Stop yourself from going over the shoulder deck with him.
You're covered in armor, so if you fall in the water, you're sinking like a stone.
Okay, am I rolling my 3 extra keys dice first? Or?
No, you don't have to roll.
So I just rolled it for a dex save?
Yeah.
And that's a d20?
Yeah.
Roll good or you're in trouble, buddy.
Come on, Hustle.
I'm swimming with the fishes because I'm wearing hard, heavy armor.
This is a big mover right now. Look at Johnsy. We're like, this is good. It's like, it's good stuff.
9 plus 2.
11.
All right. You didn't fail utterly. You basically just put your sword sideways and just start pushing it against the other werewolf. And it goes right over the edge, leaving out a yelp. You go over the other thing. However, you got one arm tangled in the rigging over the side of the ship.
You're hanging.
In the middle of a storm as the ship is rocking back and forth.
So we gotta help
I'm
him.
A giant lightning man.
Yeah.
So I'm going to help him.
You're a lightning rod.
I should help him while you're
in. You
guys
him
need to take care of the last of the other one.
He can do that. It's just laying there, fucking melting its face.
All right, now it is now your turn.
I'm going to help Hustle. So do I have to roll to just grab him by the arm and pull him up?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Which
I have dice.
Yeah, you don't have any positives. Your positives are in these parentheses, so you're just using your base roll.
Plus whatever I roll.
Yeah.
All right, you know what you do?
You don't do 11, it's your modifier. It's what you roll.
You
need a strength check 12 to pull him up.
Roll big, Brian.
So you basically just need to roll a 12 or
higher.
Okay. You have no strength to pull a guy in 70 pounds of steel. On him.
You don't.
Hey.
So you got him by the hand. You're trying to pull him, but you're not getting it. Then,
random werewolf.
The werewolf that you are struggling with on the ground goes to try to bite you. What is your AC? Not you.
15.
I know, I was trying to. 15.
15? Yeah, alright, he hits you.
Well, can you use. Oh, did you use all your expertise
tests? I use uncanny dodge.
Yeah. No, he doesn't have parry anymore. They changed how that works.
Can I use uncanny dodge, though?
No, you take 5 points of damage. And make a constitution save.
7.
All right.
1?
C-O-N. Yeah, plus 8.
All right.
Uh-oh. Crap. You're going over the edge next, Mark.
Oh, my God. I got to pull you both up?
No, he's not switched over or anything.
I'm going to turn into a werewolf, bro.
he may be cursed with lycanthropy, but, you know, it's all good.
Oh, dude, that's badass. I mean, werewolf is werewolf assassin.
If he get you mad, you turn into a werewolf.
A werewolf assassin. I'm like Incredible Hulk.
And,
you know what the secret is?
I'm always we go to the top of the order. It's back to you, Mark.
I'm just gonna.
So you're struggling with the thing. This thing is like its face is melting. It's got holes in its chest, as your thing. But its skin just doesn't seem to. It just keeps regrowing at an incredibly rapid.
I scream from the regging. Aim for the heart.
Yes. I'm gonna aim for the heart. I don't know if that means anything.
Right.
Go for the heart.
17, plus that's, 7.
Yeah, it's 24.
Gotta hit. You gotta aim for the heart.
Alright, you hit it. You pierced another hole through it. More blood, but it's just closing back up.
Gotta be kidding me. How do you.
There's ways to kill it.
Am I going?
I gave you a hint, but you haven't caught on.
Am I lifting him up now? Can I roll to lift him up?
No, it's my turn.
Oh. It's your turn.
What are you gonna do?
You could basically aid him. So you give him a plus 2 to your roll.
Can I? Yeah.
Because he's got the better strength anyway. You're basically just trying to.
So
help
do
him.
I roll?
No.
No.
Okay, so I want to give you a plus 2.
Yeah, you're just giving him a plus 2. So he's got a plus 6. So he needs to roll 6 or higher.
Come on.
On a d20?
Yeah.
I rolled an 8.
Nice. Awesome.
Well, I rolled a 4 plus 4. So that's an 8.
Okay.
Yep, you guys are still struggling to try to get him up.
What? Come on, I passed that.
It's not easy to pull yourself off a ringing in a rocking ship. When you're wearing 70 pounds of steel on your body.
Hustle, you need to hold on. I'm going to go help Mark.
Well, hold on a second. Let me see what
you got. We have a plan. Just let us go with our plan. You worry about Hustle. Yourself getting off the boat.
If I acid him in the chest, Mark and Dagger
However,
and Mark.
Every round, if you don't get at least a 10, you're falling off the rigging.
Oh, that's good.
We'll be right back.
No, I gotta help him. I gotta help him.
You could try using Ray of Frost. It might slow down a Teeling on if you guys finish it off.
Oh, yeah, Ray of Frost. And then you can, because
Well, whichever way, we got to leave Hutzel on the rigging.
I'll try.
It'll be
go
fine.
For it.
So Hutzel knows why, but this is where it is.
Hutzel?
Actually, Hutzel's the one that told me use Rayer Frost.
If it's not silver weapons, even if you do double damage on his hit points, instead of reducing it to zero, it just goes to one. He's always going to have one hit point unless we find silver somewhere or push him off the boat.
Mark.
I told you one place on the ship that there's silver.
I know where there's silver.
And now it is moving half speed.
So now you have a better chance of...
I'm going for the thing on the front of the boat.
Yeah,
the silver lady.
The silver lady. There's a statue of a silver lady with her hand outreach like that.
I go and grab the silver lady.
All right, that's your turn. Make a strength check, too, or how are you going to get it off of the ship?
I'm going to use my rope and pull it off.
You're going to make
know.
A winch? All right, roll.
I don't have any other things.
Roll.
Don't
roll.
Roll. It's actually 1d6 kinda... plus 1d20. You can make a winch.
12. Wow.
And plus.
It would be pretty hard in a storm, but you're rolling pretty well.
One.
So you got 13. So you basically wrap a rope around the Silver Lady and one of the forward masts, and you just start cranking it with your weight, and you rip the Silver Lady off.
Nice.
The werewolf gets up, but he doesn't have enough speed to actually reach any of you, but he moves towards you. Then it goes back to you, Hutzel.
Trying to get off the damn rigging. I'm like freaking Spider-Man in armor over here.
Oh, now you're sinking.
All right, Hutzel fell off the side of the boat.
My God. Nice start.
However, I would like to add, if he had the +2 from Brian helping him, he wouldn't have.
But I gave him +2.
No, you ray across the werewolf.
I told you.
Because he got an 8 instead of getting a 10 from you.
So am I drowning now?
You're in the middle of the sea. We'll get to that after. Brian,
throw a dinghy. Throw a life preserver.
Do we have a dinghy I can throw?
A life vest or rope?
Life vest or something?
I don't know if they had life vests, but you can throw a rope down to them.
I'm going to throw a rope down to you. I have to roll for this? I don't think so.
Make a ranged roll to see how close it gets to him.
Well, now we just toying with you.
Yeah, he is.
What kind of constitution modifier would that be?
Well, there's no constitution modifier.
10.
All right, you got it relatively to his general area. All
right, good.
It got to the point where he was able to grab it with his hand.
Hold on, Hutzel.
We're going to kill this other thing, and then it'll be right there.
But if we throw it in the water and it tries to attack you in the water, you're really fucked.
That other one's in the water, too, so keep your eyes out.
It's dead. It's dead.
Keep your eyes out.
Well, the other one's not dead.
There's
it's a swimming werewolf in the middle of the water.
In the middle of the ocean. Just keep
but
your
it
eyes
is
open.
A storm, so, you know, there's lightning,
keep your eyes open.
Rain.
Yeah. Keep your eyes open. It could have jumped back on the boat somehow.
So that was his turn, and now we go back to the top of the order.
Mark.
I'm going to jam this hand of the silver thing into this.
He takes the hand of the silver lady, smacks it with
the hand. Or you take the silver lady and you just try to jam her, because her hand is kind of sharp. It's pointed out like that.
And this thing's on the ground. You can just
jack. He's going to use it like a battering ram.
No, it's only about 3.5 feet long, so it's like this.
No,
well, I think he's still on it pinned to the ground.
The werewolf. He's
the werewolf. Still
well, no, he got back up because he left the werewolf.
I'm going to try to
charge it.
All right, you make an improvised attack with the silver lady.
Silver lady.
Charge it.
Such a bad idea.
It's a great idea.
6.
That's a bad roll, though.
What's your...
What would be improvised hit modifier? I mean,
what is your strength modifier?
+3.
All right, you did not hit him.
Yeah, I didn't
hit him. So, basically what we have is an assassin fighting off a werewolf with a silver statue trying to stab it.
It's like a Three Stooges.
I have a chance to break it off.
It really is like the Pirates of the Caribbean.
The werewolf swings, trying to go around the statue in front of him, but misses.
Yeah, at least you can.
It's a good defensive.
Defense.
All right, and then we have our next.
I can go after it now. Cat Thunderwave. I'm gonna fucking.
Maybe you can trip it.
It'll knock me over.
You're gonna go after it. You're not gonna help pull up the fucking rope.
Yeah, give me a plus.
Pull
Hutzel back.
I'm pulling Hutzel up. Wait,
or something? You could use rope use, even though you don't have rope use, to tie it off to a mast.
Yeah.
That sounds good. I like that.
Because otherwise, he will be pulling up with his entire weight, only buoyed against your entire weight.
Which you're not very strong.
Which you're weaker than he is.
We don't need a whole party in the water.
Yeah, I ain't everyone in the water. Me by myself on a boat with a statue.
8. plus I don't know what that would be.
You are...
Dexterity? Maybe? I don't know.
Intelligence.
Four.
Four.
All right, you tied it to the mast. It's good pretty job. Good.
Hutzel, pull yourself up.
Hutzel?
No, he's probably just not
I'm going to try and pull myself up.
Can I give him two?
Strength check.
Can I give him plus two?
No, you
already tied the
you
tie rope to the mast. All
right. Next turn, you can start grabbing it and pulling along with it.
17.
All right, he's just up to the railing. Nice. You're dangling on the side of the ship, but you're out of the water. And then we go back to Mark Torrey.
I'm going to try to re-stab it with right. my statue. 20.
Oh, wow.
20. Natural you critical. You did maximum damage with the silver thing.
Finally.
But he's only at one. Mark just plunges the silver lady, and the hand goes right through its chest. And
goodbye.
Let me see. Odds, it was Dave. Evens, it was Scott.
No!
It won.
One.
Odds.
Hey, Scott. The body, as you plunge it in, turns reverts back to Scott Leon.
I just pushed it forward.
Nice job.
Do I need to get that?
So, next move, cut the rope so it can't climb back out of the boat.
Wait until I'm actually in the boat first.
All right. He gets basically, Brian helps pull, or Kazah helps pull
Shaw
over the railing of the boat as Mark is panting over the dead zombie or dead werewolf with a silver statue impaled into his chest.
So I help Hutzel up. Sorry.
He turned around like, what did you do?
As the last creature is slain, it reverts back to the body of Scott Leon. The shock of realization distracts you from the fact that the helm has been unmanned, and during the storm, the ship has shifted course and appears to be headed straight for a rocky shore. The ship lurches and capsizes while you are thrown about. The ship is torn apart, and the world turns to black. And...
Oh, you stop. Thank you for listening to another wonderful episode of Dungenetics. I'd like to thank the wonderful boys at B&M Baked Podcast. And of course, you can reach us at Dungenetics@gmail.com, Dungenetics on Instagram, and Dungenetics on Twitter. And remember, no matter what happens, no matter what you go through in life, you'll always have a form of escape in the dungeon. Doesn't really make any sense because dungeon. Anyway, thank you very much. Music has been provided by Games Brown. He can be located at Bandcamp as Games Brown. That's GamesBrown. And don't forget, we got all our sounds and sounds. Freesounds.org. Finally, one quick shout out. If you are in the Columbus, Ohio area, be sure to check out Community Grounds. It's a coffee house. It's a place to meet up. It's a coffee meeting place. And damn it, if they just don't have the best coffee in Columbus, then I'm not a dwarf. Have a good night.